George56.com. George Michael, number two. George Michael. WFIL.
704, Friday night at WFIL, the sound of Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, I'm George Michael with a Friday night weekend national anthem from Redbone. Come get your love. Just a couple of months gone by. That's the weekend national anthem. It's Come Get Your Love, Redbone, 65 degrees. I'm George Michael. A million dollar weekend, cloudy, periods of rain. Tonight, right on through Sunday.
When you make a great shampoo.
Saturday only, and only at Sears.
Maybe the last time I'll ever get to play this, but boss, I'll say thank you for letting me do it. I have believed in this song for quite some time, and now the time might be right for a hit. O.C. Smith, this is the Pete song.
What's that sound so profound overhead of children, Lord, as they pass? Sound like thunder, but there's no rain. This kind of thunder blows down doors and walls.
Unfortunately, right on through Sunday as we head you through a $1 million weekend. Now 65, cloudy, light periods of rain. Let's get your head.
Head and shoulders, ain't your dandruff. Make it your regular every time shampoo.
There's a brand new Franklin Music Store in the brand new Springfield Mall. And that calls for a celebration in every Franklin Music Store. This week, 40% off every Capitol Records album in stock. Just mention WFIL at any Franklin Music Store, and you'll get 40% off the list price on every Capitol album, 32% off every Capitol tape. People like the classic Beach Boys oldies, the brand new LP from the Righteous Brothers, plus Helen Reddy, Ann Murray, the Steve Miller Band, Grand Funk Railroad, and every other Capitol record. All the albums, all the tapes, all at 40% off the list price on the albums when you mention WFIL this week at any Franklin Music Store. Just one of the grand opening specials from the Music Men at Franklin Music. Records, tapes, audio equipment, and musical instruments at all six Franklin Music Stores. In the Plymouth Meeting, Neshaminy and Echelon Malls, Exton Square, Chestnut Street, Center City, and the brand new Franklin Music in the brand new Springfield Mall.
W-F-I-L 714, we've had a lot of great stars on the world of contemporary music. This guy is one of them, and it was in 1972 when Stevie hadn't had a hit in almost 3 years that he came in, and he brought this song with him, and it went on to become a million seller. On WFIL, You Bring Me Sunshine.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
You are the sunshine of my life.
WFIL.
Sound of Philadelphia, and when you talk about greatness, this city has got it as far as the recording industry is concerned. Linda Creed, Tom Bell, Bobby Martin, Leon Huff, Kenny Gamble. We'll have more about that long about 8:45, but you talk about greatness, there it is. Spinners and Dionne Warwick on WFIL, the music authority of Philadelphia.
What can you do for a couple of bucks and take the good times home?
It's high time for Hires, the honest root beer.
W.
23 on WFIL, aside from great things like the Cooks who came out of the South, there also came David Gates and Bread. Super memories from the summertime of 1970.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I'd like to make it with you.
From WFIL, memories of the summertime of 1970. I'm George Michael with David Gates and Bread, and all I want to do is make it with you. When it comes morning time, that's the cowboy Jim O'Brien and Carnation Time.
The clock didn't ring, the birds didn't sing, and you slept in one more time.
A member FDIC.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
WFIL.
728, I'm George Michael, and this is my final show at WFI, and I've had some great memories, some super experiences, but I don't think any will quite, well, there are some maybe, but none will be really that much greater than today. I met Jim O'Brien here at WFI. He joined the station in 1970, and as he came in, he said, hey, man, there is a record out that is just super, and this is that record that I associate with him, and I didn't think I'd ever meet anybody that was wanted to win more than I did. O'Brien is that man. When you talk about killers in life, he is one. Cowboy, you are always number one.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady.
He made this a million seller, didn't he?
Strolling slowly towards the sun.
WFIL, Philadelphia. Stop music.
Four at 65 WFIL degrees, and now from the movie The Sterile Cuckoo, theme song, this is so good, Sandpipers, To Be With You on Saturday.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Come Saturday morning,
weekend with the Sandpipers. Come Saturday morning, you and I, to run away from the world, and we'll chase that elusive butterfly of love. It's 65 cloudy degrees with light rain.
When you've got a thirst, don't drench it.
Tickets for both shows are $5 in advance, $6 at the door.
Boy, you can tell the concert season is coming. Look at who Larry Maggot and the brothers have gotten together here. Tickets are available for Traffic. That's September 22nd at the Spectrum. Tickets will go on sale Monday for the Rick Wakeman concert. That will take place on October the 4th. And Dig, Eric Clapton, October the 6th at the Spectrum. For more information, call Love 222. 739, I'm George Michael. And one of the happiest things that I've done during the 8 years here was just 1 year ago in the springtime to convince Diana Ross to release a record that I had heard a long time ago. They did not plan to release this, and I managed to convince her to do it. It went on to become a million seller. The lady, Diana, and Just Touch Me in the Morning on a $1 million weekend.
Just King makes everybody feel alright.
So good.
Just King
makes everybody feel alright.
Sports Illustrated, the news weekly where the action is. Pick up a copy today.
WFIL.
Woo! 7:45, Friday night, $1 million weekend at WFIL with a King. Good evening, everybody. 65 degrees, cloudy. Man gotta do what come naturally. This man was born to be wild.
Get your motor running.
Woo!
Head out on the highway.
WFIN. I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, babe. It's just not enough.
I tell you the truth, 8 years and that just ain't enough. Ain't no way I get enough of your love. Barry White!
My darling, can't get enough of your love, babe. Can't get enough of your love, babe.
From WFIL, that's Barry White, everybody.
Yeah, I
ought to put out an album by him called... Oh, never mind, I can't. 7:51 at 65 WFIL. Well, he does bring new life to the love life of America. It's not what I wanted to say or how I wanted to say it, but that's about as clean as I can get away with it. It's 65 WFIL degrees. Cloudy periods of rain with George Michael. Welcome to a Friday night.
Girl, you've got the sweetest smile.
And it all Wrangler Roost.
WFIL.
From the summertime of 1971 at 7:53 with George Michael, Neil Diamond with the theme song.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her. Solitary man. Solitary man.
From WFIL, the sound of Philadelphia, it's a $1 million weekend. I'm George Michael, that's Neil Diamond. Summertime 1971, originally released all the way back in 1965, and then became a million seller some years later. Want to remind you that starting Monday morning, 9 a.m., it's all super gold. Great stuff, whatever you'd like to hear, you'll be a part of it. 9 o'clock Monday morning on WFIL, make a lot of memories for you. That's what a $1 million weekend's about, making memories. And, well, I mean, where are you going to make, George?
61.
That came out wrong, didn't it? Huh. Well, would have been my last show. 65 WFIL degrees, cloudy, periods of rain tonight. That did come out wrong. Out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this is George McRae. Get on with your woman, man. WFIL, $1 million weekend of nonstop music and a heck of a lot of it. I'm George Michael, and it's kind of hard to believe we move into the final hour here. People say, you know, what was the best thing in the 8 years at FIL? One of them, of course, had to be being named Disc Jockey of the Year in 70, and I guess in 72, that was special. But I think the greatest thrill of all came in November 1971. When Jay Cook was nominated for Program Director of the Year, I was nominated for Music Director of the Year and Disc Jockey of the Year, and Don Rose was nominated for DJ of the Year. And you know what? We didn't get a one of those awards. None of us got an individual award. What made it great is, instead of getting individual awards, this station, as a team, was named the Radio Station of the Year. And we'll have to thank the Witch Queen of New Orleans for helping us with that one. But I love it. Red Bow!
Mari, Mari, da voodoo,
she'll put a spell on.
Six.com.